what we want. 1. Self-determination, liberation, and a unified Nuestra América. We are determined to decolonize our people. The means to this end is the advancement of self-determination, which can be best defined as collectively determining our history, economically controlling our destiny, controlling our social development by self-determining our culture, education, and language, independently developing the content and direction of our political orientation, and controlling the political institutions that make the laws that govern us. We recognize the indigenous peoples of Nuestra América as social actors and subjects of history. We demand the self-determination of indigenous identities, cultures, spiritualities, customs, and languages on par with all national entities and interests. More precisely, these rights include the following: self-affirmation as the right to proclaim existence and be recognized as such, self-definition as the right to determine who is a part of the group and define territorial limits, self-organization as the right to develop and enforce laws parallel to the broader laws of the nation-state, and self-government as the right to define and administer political affairs parallel to the broader procedures of the nation-state. We seek to advance the liberation and reunification of Mexico under a revolutionary government, immediately accountable to the people. Furthermore, this government must be committed to the liberation and unification of Nuestra América and in permanent solidarity with all oppressed people throughout the world. We struggle to never again have our resources usurped by United States imperialism and seek to integrate into regional, continental, and international trade agreements that benefit the masses of La Raza. 2. Participatory democracy and socialism. We strive to overturn the current bourgeois definition of democracy as being exclusively limited to electoral procedure. Ours is a participatory democracy that transcends narrow concepts of citizenship and imposed political borders. We actively reject any and all governments, laws, national borders, and definitions of citizenship that deny us full enjoyment of our human and democratic rights. We want freedom of communication and information. Control of knowledge and information is one of the keys to maintaining effective control over a colonized people. Through the domination of all means of transferring knowledge and ideas such as schools, newspapers, television, radio, etc., colonial institutions dictate and manipulate the ways of thinking and acting among raza. Without understanding our true history, culture, and identity as La Raza, self-determination is impossible. This is why Unión del Barrio considers one of the most pressing tasks confronting our movement is making people aware of the basis of our oppression to develop national, continental, and international consciousness, and through this consciousness, concretize a revolutionary process to the masses. We seek social and economic justice and defend the collective interests of the poor and working people of Nuestra América. Fundamental to our independence is the development of an economic and social order that will see the masses of La Raza as owners of the product of our labor and exercising collective control of the economy. We are victims of the common enemies of all working people in the world, capitalism and imperialism. It is for this reason that Unión del Barrio recognizes itself as a socialist organization, fighting for the liberation of our lands, our class interests, and on the side of all oppressed peoples. Under a unified and socialist Nuestra América, we must share the human, intellectual, scientific, military, medical, and natural resources of the nations of our continent and raise the quality of life for all people. We seek to advance political unity among the international working class and will never unite with the bourgeois, capitalists, neocolonialists who actively unite with imperialism, exploit their own people, and choose to advance their individual self-interests over the interests of all others. 3. The absolute and unequivocal liberation of women. Fundamental to any revolutionary organization and conscious social movement is the absolute economic, political, and cultural equality between men and women. The subjugation of raza women is a major part of the overall oppression of our people under capitalism and imperialism. There exists a more intense oppression of raza women, exploited and repressed not only by class and race, but also by gender. True liberation cannot take place until all sectors of la raza are free. We recognize that sexism and male chauvinism are bourgeois traits that must be completely rejected and overturned for any of us to win freedom. Subjugation of women is an integral part of the current socioeconomic order imposed on our people, and we must actively combat sexism in all its forms and manifestations, both within our movement and throughout our communities. Revolutionary examples from people's struggles in Chile, Cuba, El Salvador, Mexico, Nicaragua, and Vietnam educate us that women's liberation is an essential part of national and class liberation. Unión del Barrio insists that without the full participation and leadership of revolutionary women, there will be no victory in revolutionary struggle. 4. Environmental emancipation. We defend the air, soil, and water of Nuestra America. The correct approach to the struggle against environmental degradation remains the slogan of the Chicano movement: the solution to pollution is revolution. Our indigenous ancestors understood the importance of a balance between humans and our environment. Environmental justice is a part of our struggle against colonialism, capitalism, and imperialism. One of the consequences of European conquest, colonization, and imperialism is the transformation of the environment into a commodity to be exploited for increased returns. This has propelled the massive exploitation of our natural resources and forms the historical basis of the current disequilibrium between humans and nature. Furthermore, neoliberalism is only capable of promoting the interests of transnational corporations, and these have proven capable of destroying the planet in their insatiable quest for profit. As with every crisis born from capitalism and imperialism, capitalists reap the wealth in direct proportion to the environmental degradation, and poor people suffer from increasingly frequent catastrophic loss. Only a continental revolutionary struggle can bring an end to the poisoning of the atmosphere, deforestation, contamination of the oceans, and the other causes of climate change. Only a socialist world economy can provide a socioeconomic system where the accumulation of wealth is not the driving force of society, but instead prioritizes life with dignity and justice. Through the construction of a society that values all life, we must turn back the damage to the environment and prevent further destruction of our planet. 5. A revolutionary party for raza liberation. In political struggle, individualism is a bourgeois egotistical trait. We must raise the shortcomings and contradictions to those who profess being active in political work without accountability to an organization. Central to this point is the combating of liberalism, which is in our movement represents itself as unprincipled and opportunistic struggle. Liberalism stems from selfishness and places personal interests above the interests of the collective movement. Unión del Barrio upholds the importance of engaging in constructive criticism and self-criticism as a way of identifying our weaknesses and shortcomings. We must adhere to the principle of collective decision-making within our party and in our daily work. Only through this process can we achieve organizational, practical, and ideological unity. It is of paramount importance that all raza liberation forces establish lines of communication and principled working relations. Without networking and coalitions, we are wasting resources, duplicating work, and missing opportunities to effectively address pressing issues in a collective fashion or from a position of strength. While raza organizations have different strategies and tactics, it is essential that we display the political maturity to put aside minor contradictions and work together. This is especially important when the attacks against our communities are of such intensity that our failure to respond collectively translates into more victories for our enemies and heightening the oppression of our people. Adherence to previously agreed upon principles of unity is especially important within coalition work. When it is necessary to work with organizations representing other movements, the resulting coalition work must be based on concrete objectives, mutual respect, principled association, and recognition of each other's autonomy and right to determine the character and content of our own struggle. Since unity building does require compromises, it is necessary for us and other revolutionary forces to approach any relationship with a clear, scientific understanding based on the facts that our fundamental goal is not for civil rights or mere reforms, but for an end to imperialism and the advancement of raza self-determination. Mexicanas and Mexicanos have been a majority population in numerous areas of Aztlán, Mexico ocupado for many years. Including raza from Central and South America, we total more than 50 million people within the current political borders of the United States. Yet, even with these numbers, our present political condition forces us to exist in a state of virtual powerlessness. As revolutionary nationalists and raza internationalists, it is our intention to free La Raza from terror and oppression, and therefore we must involve every progressive element of our community in the struggle for self-determination. Only with a well-organized, mobilized, and politicized people will we develop the power necessary to achieve liberation. A critical aspect of this point is the need to channel our people's energy and resources into a disciplined revolutionary party. Concientización, organización, acción y liberación.